بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the importance of truth, the importance of sidq, the importance of speaking the truth, of being on the truth, of acting in truthful ways, of being trustworthy, of being reliable. We continue on the same subject because this is the lesson that we learn from the Sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. There are many stories in the Sirah, but there are two stories which I want to narrate for you. One is, a young man came to Mr. Sallam in Medina and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I am involved in all kinds of sinful activities." He said, "I have fallen into bad company. This has been my way." He said, "Everything that you can think of, I do. Whether it is stealing or lying or cheating or drinking alcohol or committing zina or whatever." He said, "All kinds of sins I do. But I want to change. I am not happy with that situation. I would like to change. But I am a weak man. I cannot change everything. So I came to you. Please tell me one thing to change. I will change that. This is my promise to you. Tell me only one thing. I will change that. But I can't change everything. Because I am a weak man. This is my situation." So Rasulullah ﷺ said to him, "Don't tell lies." Now the man is saying he commits zina. He drinks alcohol, he gambles, he does this. He didn't tell, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't tell him to change any of that. He didn't say, "Don't do zina, it's a haram thing." He said, "Don't tell lies. That's the promise, that you will not tell a lie." He said, "This is easy, no problem. I will not tell a lie. This is my wa'ada, my promise to you, I will not tell a lie." Now that man went home, and then that evening he wants to go out to company of his friends, to go to the drinking place, and he suddenly thinks, "Tomorrow if I meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he asks me, 'Where were you last night?' What will I tell him? I can't tell him I went and, you know." So he said to his friend, "Sorry, I cannot come." Then he wants to do some ghibat about somebody. Immediately he thinks, "If Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks me, what will I tell him?" Now, the same thing happened with him. For all the evil that he used to do, any time the thought of that came to him, immediate question that came in his mind is, "If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks me this question, what will I tell him? I can't lie to him. And obviously, it will be highly shameful if I tell him that I was committing zina, I was doing this, so I cannot do that. So, what is the alternative? Leave that." So just by this one case of leaving the business of telling lies, the man was protected from all the sins. He gave up everything bad he was doing because he promised that he will not tell a lie. Another wonderful story, which I am sure all of you must have heard. It's a very famous story from the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu used to go out in Medina in the night to see the state of the people. So one night he was going out, he was going around, and with him was Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. They came to a part of Medina where a lot of poor people used to live. So as they passed by a house, they heard some conversations. As an Umar stopped there and listened, this was a conversation between a mother and her daughter. And the mother said to the daughter, "Today, the amount of milk that you have brought from whatever, you know, animals they had, the amount is very small, quantity is very small, mix some water in that." The daughter said, "We cannot mix water in the milk because this is deception. We cannot deceive the Muslims. The Khalifa, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, has prohibited this. I cannot do this." The mother said, "Sayyidina Umar, the Khalifa has forgotten us. We are poor people. What can we do? In my childhood, I used to mix water in the milk every day. And if we don't do this, we will not have money to buy bread. So you mix the water. This girl said, no, sorry, I cannot do this. This is prohibited in Islam. And also, we have the order of the Khalifa that this should not be done. So the mother said, the Khalifa is not here. He is not seeing this. What is your problem? The girl said, the Khalifa is not there, but the Rabb of the Khalifa is seeing. My Rabb is seeing. My conscience is seeing. I cannot do. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab heard this whole conversation. He went away. Next morning, he sent somebody to that house to buy milk from them. They brought the milk and he tested the milk and he found the milk has no water. The milk is pure. So he sent for this mother and daughter. When they came to the court, by then of course they realized what happened. And this mother was very frightened. They came to the court and Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab narrated this story. He said, this is what happened last night. And these are the two people. So somebody said, you should punish this woman for misleading her daughter. Sayyidina Umar said, yes, normally that is what I would have done. But I have forgiven her for the sake of her daughter. And then he asked Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, what reward do you think we should give to this girl? So Abdullah ibn Abbas said, give her some money. Sayyidina Umar said, no, this is not a matter of few coins. This girl needs something which is much bigger than that. So he asked the girl, would you like to get married? So she kept her head down. She did not say no, meaning yes. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu called his three sons, Abdullah, Abdurrahman and Asim radiallahu anhu. And he said, here is this girl. She has nobody, she has no father, only the mother. She is very poor. But she is honest, she has integrity, she is truthful. This is the story from last night. Which one of you would like to marry her? So Abdullah and Abdurrahman bin Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhuma, they said, we are already married, we do not need another wife. Asim radiallahu anhu, he said, I am willing to marry the girl, I am not married. And so they, Sayyidina Umar asked her, do you want to marry my son? And she said, yes. And with the consent of the mother, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu conducted the nikah of his own son with this girl who was nobody, some poor woman. The historians say that from this union was born a daughter who was the mother of Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, rahmatullahi, the Khalifa of Banu Umayyah. She was the grandmother. So she was this lady. To her was born a daughter whose name was Umm Asim, whose son was Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah. That is the Allah Subhanahu wa Taala does what He wants to do. This is the story of that. There are many such instances and stories of truthfulness. The famous story of Qazi Shuraykh, which I narrated the other day also, I was confused with the story, but a very famous story of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who lost his shield. It was on his mount, it must have fallen or something. He lost it, then he found it with a Jew. And he said to this Jew you have stolen my shield. Give this to me. He said, I have not stolen it. It's not yours. It is mine. So Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu took this case to the court. And Qadi Shuraykh was a very famous Qadi. He was actually from Yemen. He accepted Islam during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he never met Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he came to Medina. He was appointed a Qadi by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And he remained a Qadi through all the four of the Khulafa'i Rashidin. So he was a very famous man. He was then sent to Basra. In Basra, he took over the Khudza, from Abdullah bin Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu, who was the Qadi at that time. So Qadi Shuraih was one of the very famous Tabi'in as well. He became the Qadi after Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu. So this case went to Qadi Shuraih, and at that time Sayyidina Ali is the Khalifa. So this is the ruler who is filing a case against a Jewish man in the Muslim kingdom, Muslim hukumat of which this man is, of Sayyidina Ali, the ruler of the land. So Qadi Shuraih, the case came, two people, Sayyidina Ali on one side, this Jewish man on the other side. Qadi Shuraih said, he asked Sayyidina Ali, this is your accusation that this man is a thief, he has stolen your shield. He said, yes. So he said, what is the proof that this shield belongs to you? Because if you are saying that this is mine, and you know, so what is the evidence? So Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he called his son, Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu, as the witness. Qadi Shuraih said, sorry, I cannot accept the witness of your son in your favor. If it is against you, it can be accepted. If the witness is in your favor, we cannot accept the witness of the son in the favor of the father. So then Sayyidina Ali called another man. Qadi Shuraih said, who is he? Sayyidina Ali said, this man used to be my slave. I have freed him. So he is my freed. He is not my slave. I have freed him. He also recognizes the shield. He will bear witness. So Qadi Shuraih said, same thing. He said, no, sorry. This man was your slave. He has loyalty to you. We do not accept his witness in your favor. So produce an independent witness who has no loyalty to you or no links to you, anything like this. So Sayyidina Ali said, I don't have anybody. So Qadi Shuraih then said, in which case you have no proof that this shield belongs to you. So the case is settled in favor of the Jewish man. Now this is happening in the, not just in the Islamic country, but in the country in which Sayyidina Ali is the king, he is the ruler. And the case is dealt with against him. Qadi Shuraih was the famous guy. He did the same thing to Sayyidina Umar as well. I'll tell you that's another story. So, case lost. They came out of the courthouse. The Jewish man gave the shield to Sayyidina Ali. He said, this is your shield. Sayyidina Ali said, how did you get it? He said, it fell off your horse. It fell off your horse. You didn't notice. It was there. I picked it up. So, therefore, but you are right. This is your shield. You told me I'm a thief and so on. So, I got upset. I'm not a thief. I didn't steal it, but it was lying on the ground, so I picked it up. So this is your shield. Take it. And then he said, but I want something else. He said, I want that which makes a judge who is under you to give a ruling against you. He said, this is the justice of Islam? He said, yes, this is the justice of Islam. He said, then, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. I accept Islam. So Sayyidina Ali then gave him back the shield and he said, then this is my gift to you. Take it. Same Qadi Shuraih, in the rule of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu bought a horse from one man. So obviously when you buy the horse, like you buy a car, you test drive. So he took the horse from this man and he gave it to somebody else and said, ride this horse, check it out and bring it back. This man took the horse, he checked it out, in the process he injured the horse. Right? So when he injured the horse and he brought the horse back, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he brought the horse back, the horse was injured, but he said, this horse is not worth it, don't buy it. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu tried to give it back to the owner. He said, I don't want the horse. The owner said, I can't take it, you injured my horse. You cannot return my horse to me having injured the horse. So Sayyidina Umar said, this is bad. I mean, I took the horse from you on trial and now you are refusing to take it back, which means I have to pay for the horse. He said, yeah, you have to pay because you took it from me and you are giving me back the property injured, so you have to pay. So Sayyidina Umar took this case to court. Same Qadi Shuraih. And that time he is a young man. Qadi Shuraih ruled that if the horse was ridden without the permission of the owner, then you cannot return the horse to him. You bought it. Now, Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu did not ride the horse himself. He took it on trial, but he gave it to somebody else to ride. So now he is stuck with the horse. Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this is the correct ruling and this is the best ruling. And he made Qadi Shuraykh the chief Qadi. I am talking about instances where truthfulness is the key thing, even when something is against you. You still stand for the truth. See, talking about the truth is easy when things are going your way. No, we should all speak the truth, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to you, yourself, when speaking the truth might be a problem. When speaking the truth might result in lack of popularity or result in loss or result in some kind of negativity, if you still speak the truth, then in fact you are truthful. I tell you a final story. There's a beautiful story of the Sirah and the Sahaba. There was one Sahabi who came to the market with a horse to sell it. So another Sahabi came, he said, how much for the horse? He said, 500 dinar. He said, can I ride the horse? He said, yes. So he took the horse for a ride and he came back. And he said, will you accept 600 dinar for this horse? So he said, I asked for 500, but if you are giving me 600, I will accept. He said, will you accept 700? He said, of course. He said, will you accept 800? He said, yes. He said, then I bought the horse. Here is 800 dinar. So this man said, Jazakumullah khairan for this. Why did you pay me 800 when I asked for only 500? He said, because this horse is worth 800. He said, I know horses. This horse is not worth 500. This horse is worth 800. So I paid you 800. He said, you tell me, why did you sell this horse for 500 when you know that it is worth 800? This man said, this is my... he said, I'm in a difficulty, I am in need, so I had to sell the horse. He said, but why did you buy it for 800? He said, because I came to buy a horse, I did not come to buy your difficulty. Bole, main ghoda kharidne ke liye aaya, main aapki hajat lene ke liye aaya. Today, if somebody has a distress sale, we run for this. Somebody says, you know, actually this car, this house, this property is worth so much, but the man is in difficulty, he's in trouble, so he's selling it for a cheaper price. We go and buy it immediately. We don't say, I will give him the fair price. I want the property, but I will give him the market price. I will not do a distress sale just because he is in distress. Why must I buy his distress? I don't want his distress. We don't do this. We say, no, good, this is my bargain. You know, good time for me, bad time for you, that's your problem. This is the meaning of truthfulness. Truthfulness is to put your money where your mouth is. Truthfulness is to do it even when it pains. That is the message of Islam. That is the message we take from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.